The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt. Perks did not appear until the 11:54 was signalled, and then he, like everyone else that morning, had a newspaper in his hand. "Hullo," he said, "here you are. Well, if this is the train, it'll be smart work. Well, God bless you, my dear. I see it in the paper, and I don't think I was ever so glad of anything in all my born days." He looked at Bobby a moment, then said, "One I must have, miss, and no offence, I know, on a day like this here." And with that he kissed her, first on one cheek and then on the other. "You ain't offended, are you?" he asked anxiously. "I ain't took too great a liberty, on a day like this, you know." "No, no," said Bobby, "of course it's not a liberty, dear Mr. Perks. We love you quite as much as if you were an uncle of ours. But on a day like what?" "Like this here," said Perks. "Don't I tell you I see it in the paper?" "Saw what in the paper?" asked Bobby. But already the 11:54 was steaming into the station, and the station master was looking at all the places where Perk was not and ought to have been. Bobby was left standing alone, the station cat watching her from under the bench with friendly golden eyes. Of course, you know already exactly what was going to happen. Bobby was not so clever. She had the vague, confused, expectant feeling that comes to one's heart in dreams. What her heart expected, I can't tell. Perhaps the very thing that you and I know was going to happen. But her mind expected nothing. It was almost blank, and felt nothing but tiredness and stupidness and an empty feeling like your body has when you have been for a long walk and it is very far indeed past your proper dinner time. Only three people got out of the 11:54. The first was a countrywoman with two baskety boxes full of live chickens, who stuck their russet heads out anxiously through the wicker bars. The second was Miss Peckett, the grocer's wife's cousin, with a tin box and three brown paper parcels. And the third, "Oh, my daddy! My daddy!" The scream went like a knife into the heart of everyone in the train, and people put their heads out of the windows to see a tall, pale man, with lips set in a thin, close line, and a little girl clinging to him with her arms and legs, while his arms went tightly around her.